T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 203 on Fan, and a very good Thursday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon. We're live, of course, from George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Day two of our Florida trip down here with the Yankees. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here, of course, till 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa comes your way. Steve Summers comes your way. One of them. One of them's coming your way.
Somebody. I think it's Mike, actually.
So
my sources.
Mike's coming your way.
Yes.
Ernie Acosta, the great Jack Candy Maldonado with us here in Tampa. And, of course, back in the shop in Manhattan, Dove Kramer and Tommy Lugauer. Bro, day two of the Florida trip. A little chilly here. A little chilly in Tampa. Probably about 60 degrees or so. But the sun is out. No rain. None of that. And we got
very,
a real good show for you here.
Oh, we got a loaded show.
We're loaded today.
Great job by the Yankees. They are certainly taking
Yankees
care of us.
Yankees have done a stellar job.
With a lot of appealing guests. Yep. The GM of the team, Brian Cashman, will join us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Right out of the gate, we'll talk to the owner, Hal Steinbrenner. First time we've had a chance to talk to the owner of the Yankees. So he'll join us coming up. A lot of players, some former players. It's a jam-packed show. It is a very... And I'm certainly not complaining about it. It is a very fall-like day here in Tampa.
No doubt about
it. It's sunny. It's crisp.
It's chilly.
There's a chill in the air. It actually feels like October.
Yeah.
Not the game. Not the spring training game between the Yankees and the Rays where Tyler Wade is batting third and hit a bomb of a home run. Not that part, but the feeling, the temperature feels like October. But we have a long ways to go before we actually get to October. Yeah. But it's sunny. There was a lot of rain yesterday.
No more rain. We're good with no more rain for the duration of us being down here. It's supposed to be a little warmer in St. Lucie. And then when I'm playing golf over the weekend, it's supposed to be the best weather.
That's good
so
for
I'm,
you.
I'm happy. I'm happy about that, right, Ricky? The great Ricky Ricardo, of course, is down here.
I am all, and I'm sure all of us are very happy for you. The temperatures will start to warm up.
Appreciate that.
But the big news, and it happened yesterday throughout the show, was the surprising news concerning Giancarlo Stanton.
Yep.
And what it really does to me, more than anybody, is it kind of puts a little bit of the spotlight on a guy that both you and I love, and that is Clint Frazier. Clint was on our show yesterday.
Great spot with Clint.
He was very
He's
open.
He's a very interesting young man.
Interesting guy. He was very honest yesterday.
I like him. I do.
And today he is playing, and he hit a home run. But this is a great opportunity for him. The reason why the Yankees had such great success last year, despite losing everybody, is that guy stepped up. You know, we've talked about who. Obviously, Gio Urshela, who joined the show later.
Yep.
Guys stepped up. It creates opportunities for others. Clint Frazier was probably going to be blocked if everybody's healthy. Between Aaron Judge, who still needs to take batting practice outside, which he's going to do apparently soon, and should still be ready for opening day. I don't think there's a deep concern about Aaron Judge. Certainly, you hope he can play 150 games the last 2 years. He's missed a considerable chunk of time. But between Aaron Judge and Brett Gardner and Mike Tauchman and Giancarlo, if he was healthy, there may have been some blockage of Clint Frazier.
Right.
And now, if Giancarlo is going to miss a couple of weeks to start the year, it opens up a chance for a guy who, let's not forget who he is. He was the key to the Andrew Miller trade. He was a guy who, he said it yesterday, he wasn't saying it to brag, it was the reality, that his tools was compared to Mike Trout. That's what he's capable of doing.
Yep, yep.
And so for him,
it's a lofty thing to ascend to, you know?
It's almost unfair to be compared to that.
Sure.
And he doesn't need to be Mike Trout, obviously.
No.
But can he be an everyday baseball player?
I mean, one thing we know about Frazier, man, this kid can hit. There's no question about it. That's never been an issue. Defensively, he's had his issues. There's no question about that. And, you know, I don't really know if he's had what I would call off-the-field issues, but, you know, he's a different kind of guy.
Yeah.
We'll say that about Clint Frazier.
But last year, despite the frustrations of all the injuries, it opened up opportunities and success for a guy like Mike Tauchman, for a guy like Gio Urshela.
Yep.
And this year, if the Yankees are going to have success, because there's going to be injuries, not just the ones that we've talked about now. Every team faces injuries. You hope it's not an insane amount of injuries like a year ago. The idea is guys have to step up. Now, their outfield depth is being tested right now. I really believe that Miguel Andujar will end up playing more left field than first base.
If he hits, look, here's the bottom line. If Andujar hits, he's going to play somewhere.
Well, if he hits, he's going to play
playing somewhere.
No doubt. But I'm just looking at the positions that right now we look at him at. As a third baseman, naturally, and he's learning first base, and he's learning left field.
Right,
just based on the way the roster is built right now and the injury questions that are going on, I could see him getting a lot of at-bats in left field. And yesterday there was one fly ball to left field. He took control of it, and he made the catch. It's still too early to tell.
Yeah, of course.
He's got a lot of work to do defensively at first base. But you know what? If Luke Voit's healthy and hitting, and Mike Ford as a valuable left-handed bat is healthy and hitting, then I don't think Andujar is going to end up playing that much at first base. So depth is always tested. That's why when you talk about who's going to win a world championship in baseball, it's not just the star players. This isn't the NBA. It's looking at the depth of a roster. And part of why I thought the Yankees were the favorites in the American League, are the favorites in the American League, is not just the star players that they have, it's the depth that they have. Are they equipped to deal with these kinds of injuries? Certainly they showed they were last year. And so it just creates opportunities for guys to step up. As far as Giancarlo is concerned, look, here's the deal, man. You know this. We both know this. When you come to this town and you make a ton of money and you've put up big numbers elsewhere, it's all about what you do here.
That's it. Doesn't matter.
It's all about
no matter what
you
team
do
you play
here.
For. It doesn't matter, you know, what sport, what team. It's all about what you do here in New York.
No doubt. And when you look at Alex Rodriguez, here's the thing about A-Rod. A-Rod went out and played every single game, and he put up monster regular season numbers. But that wasn't enough because he didn't perform in October.
No.
Right?
And even when he did, it wasn't enough.
Even
the Yankee fans, and I think the majority of Yankee fans don't love A-Rod. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty to do, but the majority fans don't. And I think a big reason why is not only because he wasn't really great until that in the playoffs until that final, you know, the championship year in 2009,
right?
But because, you know, he came from somewhere else. He wasn't a homegrown Yankee.
It's very difficult to kind of match the expectations of your resume before you get here. But look at
Chapman, by the way, talking to Ricardo now. Ricardo's tight with everybody.
I know, and you got to watch Aroldis throw a bullpen today. And I ran over to watch. I missed
it. I know, you just missed him.
I saw David Hale
throw
instead.
A little bit. You did.
No offense to David Hale.
Well, it's not Chapman.
He's not Chapman.
Right.
He's not Chapman.
Right, right.
But Giancarlo Stanton came here with monstrous expectations. He was coming off a season in Miami where he had 58 home runs, 59 home runs, whatever the heck the total was. Just a ridiculous season. And in his first year here, no one's saying he was bad. He wasn't bad his first year here. He came out and played 159 games. He helped this lineup when Aaron Judge was out. Mm-hmm. But overall, he wasn't an overly clutch player. And like you said, you're defined by October.
And he also was coming off an unbelievable year where the guy hit like 59 home runs.
It was impossible.
And was the MVP of the National League.
But it was impossible to ever match that.
Right, right.
So then it became, well, what are you going to do in October? He didn't hit in October in 18. Last year was just such a lost season during the regular season. He hit a little bit during the playoffs.
Right.
The problem
was
he didn't play all the games. And we talked about it yesterday with Aaron Boone. I thought it was interesting that it was Boone's decision to not play him in game 6, as Giancarlo wanted to play. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that's going to change any Yankee fans' view on him, but Boone said it. Giancarlo wanted to play game 6. He decided as manager of the team, and I'm sure Cashman was involved too, so we'll say Yankee management, decided not in the best interest of the team to play him in game 6. So right now, of course, Yankee fans are hard on Giancarlo. That should be a surprise to nobody.
Nobody.
He makes a lot of money.
Absolutely nobody.
He has not performed to the lofty expectations he has. But the good news, or the bad news, Yes.
No, but I was just going to say this, too, and I just want to make a comparison to, like, the injury, let's say, to Severino.
Right.
Because, let's be honest, you know, Severino, here's the thing with Severino. He has done, you know, he has been a good Yankee, and, you know, he has performed for them. But he's also a homegrown Yankee. You can't compare a guy like Severino, who's the homegrown Yankee, to the guy that's brought in from another franchise. You're always going to lean to that guy that's your guy. You're always going to have more of a, how are we going to say, you're going to give the guy a little more rope. If he comes from you, you know, is a homegrown guy as opposed to a guy coming from somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, especially because what you accomplished that built up your expectations happened somewhere else. And we talk about this all the time, man. Whenever we would argue about Beltran as a player, because we used to argue about Beltran all the time, and you'd say, you know, he's not clutch, bro. And I'd say, but what about what he did with the Astros in the playoffs?
Right.
You'd say,
I don't care.
Well, I don't care.
That just ticks you off more.
No, I know.
Now, he did play. He was good for the Mets.
He ended up being
clutch.
The
one postseason he played with them, he was good.
And
he really was.
I always thought
and
he was good.
You got to forget about game, you know, what happened in game seven. I really don't define him by that. You know, I never have.
No, I know you haven't. But I overall thought he was a very clutch player for this team. He was. But it's about what you do here. And so the resume of 2.5 years or 2+ years now of Giancarlo is a good regular season in 18. Good. You know, stepped up. Judge was hurt. I know all that. Good regular season. Not a great regular season, but good regular season. Didn't hit in the brief stay the Yankees had in the postseason. Barely played last year. Didn't play all of the games in the postseason, including the game that decided their year, Game 6. And now right out of the gate in February, he's probably not going to be ready for opening day.
Yep.
So obviously, Yankee fans are deeply concerned.
And there's a history there. I mean, going back to his days in Miami, and, you know, he would always talk about him. Well, you know, it's a fluke injury. That year he got hit in the face.
Right.
And Mike Fiers, we talked about it, was the guy that hit him. You know, Giancarlo doesn't love the guy. But, you know. So we always say, you know, it was a fluke. But he's, you know, since he's here, he's really starting to, you know, look like a guy that's injury prone.
Well, his career has been injury prone.
Right,
we could sit here and parse what every injury is, and there's a lot of different ones to go through. You mentioned the Fiers injury, but in the last 8 seasons of his career, obviously including Miami, he hasn't had what I like. To me, if you play 140 games, that's my number.
In baseball now, 140.
You played
a full season.
Yeah, you're a .140.
Right.
You played the full season.
I agree.
You're under a .140. You're 110. You missed a big part of the year.
Right.
5 of his last 8 seasons have fallen below that threshold. So, yeah, of course he has seasons where he went out and played 159 games. He did his first year as a Yankee. He did the year he was the MVP with the Miami Marlins. So it's not as if he can't play a full season, but 5 of the last 8 have fallen behind that number. So, yeah, I mean, you want to call that injury prone? Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Now, the good news or the bad news, based on your perspective of it, is the Yankees are going to have him for many more years. So there's many more opportunities for him to have full seasons, to have big Octobers, and change what the narrative is right now concerning Giancarlo Stanton. He's got plenty of time to change it. But here's my argument on why, and I know guys like Ernie will disagree with me, on why it wasn't a mistake to acquire him. Okay? The biggest argument against acquiring Giancarlo is not his talent. The guy's a hell of a player. It wasn't the prospects because they didn't give up a ton. It was, well, they're paying him a lot of money and you could use that money elsewhere. Well, my question is, for whom? Because they just went out and signed Gerrit Cole, a guy you and I were screaming they have to sign. Was it Bryce Harper? Harper, who I think are deeply concerned about him in a locker room.
I completely agree. I mean, you know, look what happened. The year he's gone, the Nationals win a championship.
Yeah. You think, is it a coincidence? Right. Maybe a little bit.
And the Phillies kind of sucked last year, too.
To be blunt.
But they did. I mean, they got off to a pretty good start, and then, you know, they kind of died. They wound up finishing below the Mets when all was said.
No, you're absolutely right. But that's the thing. So if the argument against making the deal for him where they didn't give up big-time prospects, okay, they bring him in. The story is still not written about Giancarlo's Yankee career. This guy could come back April 10th. Opening day is a symbolic day.
It's a symbolic day, right? If he's back April 10th and he plays, 140 games, and he's producing, you know, you're going to be happy with
that.
But then, he's got to get it done in the playoffs, as we all know.
But we also know that Giancarlo Stanton could go out and win the American League MVP this year.
It's not enough.
He could win the American League MVP.
If he watch the bed in the playoffs.
Right. So it's his legacy around here is far from being defined.
Yep.
But the biggest argument against bringing him in was you could have used the money elsewhere. They signed Gerrit Cole, who they needed to sign.
No question.
And I think all of us have some concerns around Bryce and Machado, two of the big free agents over the last couple of years. So where did you want that money to go? If the argument against acquiring him 2 years ago was that, then, well, who? Is it Bryce? I'm sure there are plenty of Yankee fans who said, yeah, I'll take him. Left-handed bat, perfect for Yankee Stadium. But it's all ancient history now. The guy they needed to get, and we'll find out how this works, was Gerrit Cole.
And they got him.
That was the guy.
And they got him.
It is so rare
and they got him.
To find a guy on that level at that age get to free agency. Jacob DeGrom didn't get to free agency.
Nope.
Max Scherzer was a long time ago now.
Which about, by the way, for
well,
that, too,
it's why
from
they
our point of view.
But it's why they needed to do
of
it.
Of course. There's no question about it.
A lot of guys don't get there. They don't get to free agency. Yep. So that was the move they had to make. But his story has not been written yet. In this moment, are Yankee fans angry, nervous, ticked off, every adjective you want? Of course, and they should be. He hasn't fulfilled the expectations for the 2 years he's been here.
Nope.
But he's going to be here for a long time.
He's almost kind of like the new wave A-Rod when you think about it.
Yes.
In a lot of ways, he is.
He is, and what's kind of funny about it is that, again, Alex Rodriguez came here and he played and he performed.
He did. He did.
The knock on him was probably
And like I said, even with a championship where he was a major part of that championship.
But that took a while, Joe.
But even then, I don't think there's the, let's say, the appreciation.
It's starting to change,
A-Rod,
though, a little bit.
A little bit.
Like, think
Ernie
about it.
Ernie still don't like him.
Well, that's, but he, look, there are plenty of Yankee fans that don't like him.
Look
but
at Ernie.
04, 05, 06, 07, 08.
Yeah.
That's five years, bro.
And here's the other thing with A-Rod. I'm going to defend, you know, I like A-Rod.
I know.
This guy moved right over to play third base with Jeter. There was no complaining about it. No saying, hey, look, this guy's one of the best shortstop, if not the best when he was playing shortstop.
Right.
And he moved seamlessly to third and played third base.
But
like he never had always played.
But A-Rod had stuff off the field that annoyed Yankee
fans. No, I understand
that. Giancarlo has none of that. Giancarlo comes across like a good dude.
I'm just, you know, when you break that down and really look at what A-Rod did, you know, he was a lot better than he gets credit
for. Oh, I agree with you. But I think there's a very high bar when you come around.
Of course.
There's a very high bar. And when you start breaking down with injuries, I think fans will appreciate you more if you've already done something for the team. It's the reason why you and I talk mostly positive about Cespedes, because he's the reason they got to a World Series.
Yes.
That hasn't happened yet with Giancarlo.
No,
we'll see
not.
If it does. I mean, again, he's going to be here for a long time. So the story of Giancarlo's stand as a Yankee has not happened yet. Just hasn't happened.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.